The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Hi, it's Monday.
Oh, good day.
Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. Hope you had a nice long weekend.
Most people still have it? Is today a holiday?
Mix and match, I think.
I hate when it's not the same for everyone.
I know.
Like, it's hard to get excited when some people are, some people aren't.
Well,
I wish we all had it.
I know it's spring break still, right? Spring break's still on. So there's that. I don't know. It's Easter Monday. I don't know what happens on all these days. Easter's always been confusing. And it's even more confusing. I realized this. As a kid growing up, my vision of the Easter Bunny on Easter, during Easter, you know, prime time for the Easter Bunny, was that it was a rabbit. Like a mischievous rabbit, maybe a smarter than most rabbit.
Okay. Yeah, sneaky.
But still a rabbit.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see a lot of Easter Bunny and a lot of ideas on who the Easter Bunny is. The Easter Bunny as tough to track down as Santa? Is it one of those deals? Or do more people spot the Easter Bunny from time to time?
No, you see the Easter Bunny, don't you?
People see the Easter Bunny a little more often? Like kids are known to have interactions with the Easter Bunny?
I think so.
It'd be
as a kid, like finding Santa, seeing Santa, impossible, right? He's too quick. It's magic.
Oh, you mean like seeing him hide the eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about
like
mall,
never been witnessed before things like things. The Santa. Oh, the mall. Okay, so this is...
There's mall Easter bunnies.
So is our vision of the Easter Bunny, am I wrong in thinking that I thought it was just a rabbit? I didn't know it was a half-human, half-rabbit.
Is
there to see all these pictures, right? I was at St. Albert Center.
Never seen that before.
At the mall, St. Albert Center. And the Easter Bunny was walking around. The kids were all excited for the Easter Bunny. Now, I don't know if this was the real Easter Bunny or a mall Easter Bunny. I've got no idea. But it was a man-shaped rabbit.
Right.
A human-shaped rabbit.
Right.
Two arms, two legs, walking on its, I don't know, hind feet. It looked more like a...
So how is that a
like
human?
A human with a rabbit head than it was a rabbit.
He wasn't
hopping around. He's just walking around. He's using his hand. He's reaching into his basket. He's grabbing his things. So the Easter Bunny to me, if this is what the vision of the Easter Bunny is, truth be told, we don't know. We don't know, does Santa really have a red suit? No one knows. We've never seen him.
Right.
The Easter Bunny, maybe this is just an artist's rendition or, you know, somebody's thought. But I'm seeing more and more commonly, like if you Google pictures of the Easter Bunny, Dylan, it's like a man-shaped rabbit.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Opposed to what?
A rabbit. Freaks me out, man.
Yeah, that's creepy.
It's super creepy looking. My entire childhood, I thought it was just a rabbit that would hop around.
Yeah, it is.
And mistakenly leave chocolate eggs.
Yeah, this would be the same as like Mickey Mouse at Disney.
No.
You'd just see the character, but that's not the real character.
So the real Easter Bunny is a rabbit?
Yeah, as far as I know.
The one responsible for leaving the chocolate and creating the Easter egg hunts is a real rabbit.
Magical rabbit.
So this rabbit...
I think Cadbury had the rabbit on the commercial years ago.
That one that would leave the chocolate eggs?
Yeah.
And then again, rabbits don't even lay eggs, which is a totally different conversation.
It's the magic of it.
It's the strange part of all of it, right?
So what, you think it should be the Easter turtle?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't... Well, I don't know if it should be the Easter turtle. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess. So the Easter eagle.
Well, I just don't know this half-human rabbit thing that I keep seeing all over the place. I don't know if that's what most people envisioned in their childhood when they were looking for the Easter Bunny, or did they picture... So it sounds like everybody's picturing a rabbit then, right?
Legit little bunny,
mischievous rabbit laying chocolate eggs everywhere.
Yeah, I never gave much thought to it now that you mention it.
This new tidal wave, this new trend of human-shaped rabbits is freaking me out, man.
It's a little creepy.
It's too weird looking. Megan, what did you think when you were a kid? What do you think the Easter Bunny is? Human-shaped rabbit or rabbit?
Honestly, for the longest time, I thought it was rabbit until I went and saw a mall Easter Bunny.
And you saw it was a human-shaped rabbit.
And I was like, oh, I was wrong this whole time.
It's so scary. Yeah.
Also, that movie, Rise of the Guardians, where it's like different holidays.
It's a human-shaped rabbit, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Played by Hugh Jackman, by
the way. That's
right. But yeah, he's fully like built like a person who's just walking around strolling.
Right.
It's creepy.
So this is why I wanted to kind of vet it past all of you guys to see if my visions of the Easter rabbit or the Easter bunny, not the Easter rabbit, completely different, was the same. And it sounds like it was. You all pictured a rabbit.
It has to be.
Or a bunny. Okay.
Because then if what you're saying is true, then they'd have to switch like reindeer at Christmas. Those are half men, half reindeer.
What?
Right? All of these different creatures with the half-human hybrids.
You mean like a centaur?
It's creepy. Yeah, it's like a centaur. So reindeer are centaurs in your with this logic.
Well, no, I think this just applies to the Easter Bunny.
Just the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
Well, how, why would look, it apply just, only one way and not the
know.
Other way? That
I was
doesn't
in the
make
mall,
any sense.
I saw an Easter Bunny. Kids seemed to like the Easter Bunny walking around. He had a suit on, the whole deal.
Yeah,
he's
kids
just
were
a mascot.
Running around, giggling, having a great time with the Easter Bunny. I didn't know if that's what the real Easter Bunny looked like.
He's just a mascot.
Just
for,
a mascot for the Easter Bunny. Okay,
that's all. Yeah, that
okay.
makes sense.
Yes. All right. Text message says, "No, no, no. The Easter Bunny is just a bunny, a half human. Absolutely not."
Yeah, this shouldn't be hard for you. This, okay, this should be pretty easy.
Yeah. It's not hard for me.
Well, it sounded like it's not that
I'm
easy.
I'm just checking to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Because this human rabbit thing, that's the stuff nightmares are made of, man. It was spooky looking.
Oh, it's so cute. I saw it this weekend as well, and I thought, that's adorable.
The half-human rabbit?
Well, I don't know why you're calling it half-human. Like, just the upright rabbit?
Yes.
Yeah.
You thought that was adorable?
Yeah. I thought it was so cute. And kids were running up to it. It was
face.
So nice.
Permanent grin on its face. Like, yeah, it's got bad plans. I don't know.
Oh, I loved it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
My pile is starting with things that may be make for a decent sale at the Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sale.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yep. Got a few things.
What do you have? Anything I'd want?
Well... Again, what's the theory of the sidewalk sale? One person's trash is another person's treasure. That's kind of the idea of a sidewalk sale, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We got an old sink.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll go, not. Right? Will that go? An old sink?
Somebody might want it, yeah.
An old sink, like you're doing a reno, and you're like, hey, that sink's pretty nice.
They are a dime a dozen.
Sinks?
Yeah.
This is a pretty nice sink, I think.
You can get them anywhere. That is true.
Like any, like the Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Yeah.
Like $5-$10, you get a brand new sink.
$10, hey, I was thinking 200 for mine.
What?
200?
No.
Robbie, don't let it happen.
Price high, right? Start your negotiating high.
See, I don't
work
know what to say. I like to poke fun at him, but you did sell your cabinet, didn't you?
I sure did.
Those old rugs?
Yep.
You sold garbage.
I moved a lot of stuff. See, again, wow. One person's trash is another person's treasure. Right. You call it garbage. Some people like that stuff.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
True.
So I'm setting aside a little space, Dylan. Making a run to the storage facility coming up in the next few days. If you've got anything, you said you were clearing out your place.
Yeah, I got lots.
Yeah, it was
for the storage.
Good weekend. If I mean, obviously busy for a lot of people with Easter, but if you had a pretty quiet weekend and you were, you know, tidying up and organizing and rooting through some things and decluttering, then you might have stumbled across some things. The Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sale is when, Robbie?
May 11th.
May 11th.
Midway Music Hall parking lot.
Yes. Right off of Calgary Trail there.
Lots of people already asking me.
Yeah, right? A lot of people that want tables? Or
yeah, I was talking this weekend while we were away,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a higher price this year, right?
Higher price as in?
To get in for a table?
Even if we keep it on par, I think that was good.
What was it last year?
$22 or more.
For the Robbie Fund?
Yeah, okay. For a table.
Well, we're going to have more tables this year, more space.
Yeah, we were just discussing the fact that we should also charge businesses more.
Okay.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, I was thinking
of the carbon tax.
Who are you having this conversation with?
Me and my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Well, because
shooting the breeze about the sidewalks.
Yeah, because businesses should pay a little bit more.
Because they're in it to make some money.
Right, and people that are just clearing out their basement should pay a little less.
I would agree with that.
So $50 plus, we thought, for a business.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
20, I like that.
$22 or more for an individual.
$100.
Okay, well, whatever. I just think a business should...
Yeah.
Or else we're just going to be all businesses, what are we running?
Hold on.
I don't want to run all businesses.
It's just a farmer's market.
Right.
What about somebody like Jeff Holland, who works on the afternoons here?
That's
right?
A business.
Okay, his wife...
That's a business.
...crochets cute little thingamajigs. I don't know what they are, but... And then she sells them. Is that's a business?
We'd have to classify that.
That's not other people's stuff?
Well, I don't think it is.
What if she said, I just had all these laying around the house? Then it's not?
She's been purposely making them for this.
It's like the epicure, right? So people are always, I have all these things like the spices.
Okay.
Like that's a business.
Okay.
They may be sitting around your house.
So if we have like a business section and then everybody's garbage section?
Yeah, because I think the beauty of it, and no offense to businesses, I love a business.
Yeah.
But I think
frequent them daily.
Yeah, I do. But the beauty of the garage sale is other people selling their stuff and going through like the ultimate yard sale or sidewalk sale.
Yeah.
I think that businesses have the right to be there. I do. Okay. I just don't. I think they should pay more than an individual. Like, so it's like grandma cleaning out her basement shouldn't pay the same as a Sensi.
Okay.
Right, right, right.
What about the little 10-year-old girl who likes to make friendship bracelets? And her mom and dad have a table selling stuff from their basement, and she's sitting beside there selling her friendship bracelets.
As all part of the same table?
Custom made at the sidewalk sale. Yeah.
If they were any good, she'd be able to afford the $50.
She'd get her own business table. Yeah. Okay.
But we'll have to play it by ear, okay, really, because yeah, there's that mix of people who just want to sell their stuff, like a traditional sidewalk sale, or, like Dylan said, like the Sensi's or the Epicures.
My daughter's in fashions this semester.
Okay.
And it's like, she's like, make it. Oof. I took fashions for the credits, Dylan. Yeah. She's taking fashions for the learning. And she's been able to make some pretty impressive things. Like, she came over, she made like a bag. Oh. And she came over and she's like, look at the bag I made. And I actually got mad at her.
Why?
Because I felt she was lying to me.
Oh.
Like, you didn't make that bag. What happened to honesty in this family?
Why would she lie about this?
I don't know why she would, because it was just, I was so impressed by it. So she's saying that maybe she'll make a bunch of bags to sell at the sidewalk sale. What table? Does she have to get her own business table?
Yep.
Okay. She can't partner up with old dad?
No.
She's got to be on the other side of the sidewalk sale.
I don't know. Maybe this will be disliked by many, but I think it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
I think it's the right thing to do right now.
But why can't she team up with you? You're selling household things. She's selling a couple bags.
I'm selling just garbage from around my house.
Right,
yeah.
So she could just team up with you. I don't imagine she'll have a
when
whole
Dylan's
table.
Saying she can't. She's got to have her own business table
in
the business section.
What's going to happen is businesses are just going to bring a couple things from their attic.
Uh-huh.
We'll have two little things, and then they'll be like, oh, I'm teaming up.
Yeah, the loophole. Okay.
Okay, so what
that.
About for me? Because I'm making crafts.
Right.
And little knickknacks with my dad. But I also have a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, wonderful. You're part of the show.
You do what you want. Difficult.
Yeah, you do what you want. You're the one setting up all the tables.
It is true. It is going to be difficult because I can't believe how many people have already reached out.
I know. When are we opening up tables?
I keep selling them, and maybe in April.
In April.
And it's
okay.
April.
It's April 1st here.
Well, but and it's
we
important.
Ain't fooling Dylan today
because there'll be a ton of people that want to do it. Like it won't be. We won't have enough room for everybody.
Right.
So I think that it's not like we're taking the money to line our pockets. It's for the Robbie Fund.
Right.
Just for the tables.
Right.
Right? So a lot of people were asking, too, like, do they have to donate a proceed of their
earnings?
No,
God, no. No, no, no. That's yours.
The only thing for charity for the Robbie Fund is just the table registration fee.
Although it'd be pretty selfish if you didn't, you know?
No. I just think it would be great if we could get a little more money from businesses.
That's what they all say, though.
What about you? You're selling Baby Bell cheese at an inflated cost.
It's inflation's getting us, you guys.
Listen, I am
you
inflating.
You bought Baby Bell cheese and then brought it to the table and sold it for twice as much.
100%. And so if that's what it takes for me to sell Baby Bell, I will pay the $50 fee.
Okay.
If that's what it's going to take. But I also feel like I'm offering everybody a service.
Right.
It's true.
Because there wasn't anything to eat last week.
We're in a cheese-free zone. That's right. Okay.
Right? Like people were hungry. But honestly, I'll pay the $50 towards the Robbie Fund if that means I can sell my cheese.
John agrees 100%. If they're going to sell stuff, if it's a business, they can probably write it off. You should charge them more for the table. John agrees. Okay.
I just think that's, and we want businesses to be there. But what is $50 to get yourself in front of hundreds of people?
If not 1,000.
Right?
Yeah, there was a lot last year.
I don't think that's too much to ask. And if you don't want to, you don't have to.
We're meeting today to discuss when we start awarding tables and putting tables up for grabs for the sidewalk sale, which is, again, when? May 10th, you said?
May 11th.
May 11th. Saturday, May 11th, right?
Yeah, we have to iron down the details, the times.
Okay.
But we already have people on Instagram promoting it.
Oh, yeah. So now that you've asking. Had maybe a long weekend and some nice weather coming, some spring cleaning, just keep in mind that is a situation. Yeah, get a whole bunch of you and your neighbors or you and your family together to get a table, right? That's another way of
doing it. Yeah, good idea.
It's like getting tickets to Santa Cinema, Dylan.
Yes.
Everybody can try and get a table. You get one of them. Bring the whole family.
Why not? Right.
Sell a bunch of garbage.
Well, it won't be garbage. I love going to a garage sale. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh, I love it.
I think that sink is going to be the first hour special at the Rob Pepper table.
What's it on special for?
$200.
Yeah, that's $200. Expensive.
Drains better than any other sink.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Reno.
But if it drained better.
You know, that's the thing I was thinking of.
Okay.
If I sell my house, you know, we're planning on selling our house and moving in the summer, and somebody walks in there and goes, yeah, I don't like this Reno. Yes. And they decide to reno my reno?
Yeah.
Even though it had just been renoed?
I think they will.
They're renoing my reno?
I think they will.
That's but I just renoed it.
Realtors will tell you,
don't bother
doing anything.
We tried to tell you, if you're going to sell it, don't reno it.
Yeah.
We tell you that weekly.
Oh, but I wanted it so bad.
I know, but you only got it for like a couple
somebody's
months.
Somebody's going to walk in and just tear apart a brand new renovated house? Does that happen a lot?
I promise you that yours will.
Why?
Because they don't want open shelves that... Dust sits in all of their...
So much dust and grease. Why did nobody tell me about the open shelving?
I'm just saying
looks that cool. You have to... It does look cool, but you have to clean everything every 3 days.
Yeah.
It's on those shelves.
So you're gonna have someone walk in and go like, it's perfect, except we need cupboards.
Should have shaved the cabinets.
Yeah, it would have been helpful.
Put them back up.
It really would have been.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
What a waste.
Yeah, it was. We tried to tell you.
All right. Fine. Sidewalk sale. We'll tell you more about it tomorrow. I think, we'll meet and have some more details for you tomorrow, right?
Right on.
Anything we tell you today would be a lie because it's April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But Bachelor Cam, Dylan says he's got some stuff to sort out with that. I got a really exciting call from Dylan, but it was a 10-second call yesterday.
Oh.
10 seconds. He phoned me. I was at football. I couldn't talk, but he said a few words that got me excited. How excited can I get with this, Dylan?
As excited as you'd like.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a full-on excitement?
I think so.
Exciting times are here, Robbie.
What is it?
We'll have them coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I don't mind a +7, but can we get rid of today early?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Well, today's going to be great, though.
Yeah. I don't know. +7 when you know +21's tomorrow?
Knowing that there's snow coming still makes me upset.
It'll last for like one day. It'll be gone before you know it.
It's going to mess everything up.
Blink and you miss it. In fact, I'm really questioning whether it will snow on Friday. I might, Dylan. I might make my no snow guarantee before Friday.
I warn you one more time.
I'm thinking about it. What are you warning me?
I'm just warning you one more time that if you make it and you have to pay the ultimate price, that it's the worst one you'll ever have done.
The no snow guarantee and it actually snows, the punishment's the worst one ever.
Yeah, because... Robbie got in on it as well, so that's you versus Robbie. Therefore, right. I was left to my own devices for the punishment.
Right.
I had no one there to say, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Punishment being, if it does snow, I have to get the punishment. And Robbie, if it doesn't snow, then you have to get the punishment, whatever the punishment is.
If it doesn't snow.
If it doesn't
Right, because I think it's going to snow.
Yeah. You want it to snow.
I do.
Because you are anti-forest fire.
Right,
this is not to say I'm pro-forest fire, Dylan.
No good.
I'm just also pro-nice weather and no more snow come April.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it haphazardly is all I'm saying.
Okay.
If you want to do it, you go ahead.
I don't know if I believe this snow in the forecast when it's 21 degrees tomorrow. Come on.
It's Alberta.
Yeah. So?
They do that for a living, though.
You're almost acting like they have a saying. Oh, that saying. Okay.
Wait 5 minutes.
So, Dylan, what's happening with Bachelor Cam?
Yeah, sure.
Whew. Are we talking to anybody today? Are we getting anything figured out here? He's into his final four.
Yeah.
Right? The podcasts are up to get all caught up. Right, Megan? Two episodes of the podcast?
Yep.
To learn and meet everybody that got us to this point so far with the four finalists?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's happening?
Here's the thing
that
makes it difficult.
Because the promise was he'd find love by the end of March.
I know, and then his schedule has made it so he didn't.
Okay.
But he will.
Okay.
He's still going to find love.
Okay.
We have the final four. There's Ashley, Catherine, Jessica, and Paige.
Will he find love by the end of the year?
Very much so,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's right around the corner.
Okay.
It really, really is. So, but what I'm working with is scheduling. Mm-hmm. And scheduling is the hardest thing I've ever done.
Okay.
Because Cam, his schedule's hard.
Okay.
But then I have... Ashley, Catherine, Jessica, and Paige's schedule.
Four different schedules plus Cam's schedule.
Right.
Makes for a tough schedule.
So I sent out a message yesterday to all the girls just saying, okay, here's Cam's schedule. How does this fit with your schedule? And they all got back to me with what their ideal schedule would be.
This is our Bachelor Cam. If you're new, for the entire month of March, we met him before Valentine's Day. He went to our speed dating event, and Dylan thought he's just, like, we couldn't figure out why he hasn't found somebody yet. He's handsome, he's smart, he's successful, he's kind, he's genuine, he's all these things. So if the speed dating didn't work out, which ultimately it didn't, Dylan took him under his wing and said, I will be your date agent for all of March.
Yes.
I will find you true love by the end of the month. You have so far given him 13 dates to which he has selected four finalists. That's where we are because then the holidays got in the way and blah, 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 blah. So he's got four dates coming, but you have to schedule them all and fit everybody's schedule.
So I asked everyone what their preferred schedule was yesterday. And now here's the thing. Now I have to schedule four dates with four different companies to match the schedule of four people plus camp.
Right, because these dates are surprise dates that you have in mind.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so I've reached out to all the companies. All the companies have said, yes, we're in. We'll just have to see how the scheduling works. And some of them are pretty intense where we can't just like pop in. Some of them you can just pop in on whatever day.
You have to make like a reserved time.
Some of them are like moving, like some of them are like really like taking over stores in a sense where the manager and the owners are getting involved.
They take previous arranged.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, yes.
So now that I have their schedules, today I will confirm the schedules for this weekend's dates.
Are you glad you did this? Are you still happy to be involved?
Yeah, kind of. But here's what I know. And here's what I can tell you as far as what you need to know. That's all a bunch of BS I've been telling.
Okay.
Thursday, April 4th, Saturday, April 6th, Sunday, April 7th, and Monday, April 8th are the dates that I have set.
Tentatively.
As long as the companies can make it happen.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have the girls on. They are going to have the date in a hat. They will pick out the date, and then I have to match it with the company.
Oh, dear God. You made it more complicated.
I know, but I didn't want to just say, like, because there's four very different dates.
Yes.
And I didn't want to just award a date and then have some of them go like, well, how come I didn't get this date or why did I get this date or whatever? So right. I wanted to make it random.
The luck of the hat, right.
So anyway.
Paige, Jessica, Ashley, and Catherine. Those are the finalists. We're already starting to see a lot of people are taking sides with these. Like, people are starting to kind of live vicariously through this.
Yeah.
And say, like who's the one that most people want? What?
Catherine.
Catherine, Cam and Catherine?
Cam and Catherine.
That's the one? Nobody knows anybody, but people are voting for Cam and Catherine.
Yeah, I heard my girlfriend said that there were a lot of people saying Cat and Cam.
Okay.
I don't know. Am I right?
Megan, is that what you're hearing?
On the socials, it's a lot of Catherine, but also the Paige ones are falling through, and Ashley.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, like Jessica.
Or Jessica.
But then there's a couple for Jessica. I think that they're trying to equal it
now,
out.
Are these people that know them, or are they just random people that are just listening along with this and following along?
I think it's a mix of both.
Okay.
Could be friends, could be just random people.
You can get up to speed on all of it on the podcast. There's a two-episode kind of recap of who all the people are that Cam has selected. So Thursday is the first date, tentatively.
Yeah.
So when do people draw dates out of the hat? Starting tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Tomorrow we will do the draws. Okay. Hopefully. My fingers are crossed this is going to work out.
Right.
Because at this point, I mean, it's so many schedules, so many people. But it's going to be worth it in the end because Cam's going
to
find love.
I'm starting to figure out why Cam might not have had somebody yet. He's very difficult to nail down, isn't he, with his schedule?
His schedule is hard, but then managing his amongst everyone else is, it's a lot.
Your girlfriend, by the way, who is instrumental in helping you set all of this up, right? She loves doing all of this.
Yeah.
She sent me a picture yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're aware of what the picture is that she sent. Are you aware of the picture that she sent me?
I think so.
I didn't know we were text buddies. I guess we're text buddies now.
Oh.
I can enter her name. It's not just a phone number anymore?
I don't know.
Okay. She sent me a picture, and I think that you're behind it, but if you're not, she's just as bad as you, Dylan.
Okay.
I'm grouping her in along with you and Robbie and everybody else.
Uh-oh.
You can't keep me silent any longer.
Oh, boy.
It's time to scold the whole city, scold the community over bananas.
Oh.
But I don't want to do that until you tell me the good news that you might have.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
I don't want to be a party pooper, right? So, I don't want to poop on this party.
Okay.
But by asking this question, I might be pooping on the party.
That's you.
Please keep in mind, if you like a party and you don't like a party pooper, I'm not intentionally pooping on the party.
Okay.
I had an accident on the party. How's that sound?
What happened?
I didn't intentionally poop on it, but I have to ask a question.
Okay.
To set the precedent moving forward.
Uh-oh.
What are the rules with April Fool's Day?
You got until noon.
meaning to pull the prank.
Yeah, you have until noon to pull the prank.
But because I just fell victim to one.
Okay.
Well, what are the rules? If I fall victim to one, I can't say which one I fell victim to or else I ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, don't ruin it for everyone.
Oh, but man, I don't know if I feel stupid or not.
You should.
Do I feel stupid for... Are we dumb if we fall for any April Fool's
Day
prank?
This one you should, but...
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, don't say it. Because you said it out loud in the room, and we're...
The minute it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Oh, but they've got a bunch of good ones.
I fell for the same one.
Did you fall for it?
Just the first one.
You didn't fall for any of the other ones?
I soon realized.
The Hyundai speed limit to 120? You didn't fall for that?
Well, no, because
I was so excited.
You're ruining it.
I didn't say who's making the April Fool's Day prank.
Wow.
I just started following this Instagram account a couple weeks ago. I don't know how I feel about following it. I don't know if it makes me feel good or terrible about the city we live in.
Which one? YG Wave?
It's raw.
YG Wave, Yag Wave, or whatever.
It does. It's just raw footage of stuff.
Does it mean our world's getting worse, or we just now see the rest of the world? Is that what's happening?
No. See, because I'm on X a lot.
Okay.
And the X algorithm that I have now made.
Yeah.
It just shows you all the things that you didn't want to see in the world. They're happening no matter what.
Right.
It's not like because you're on it, you're watching
things. The world fall apart.
Right. It's just like when you start following, you're like, oh, wow, this is happening everywhere all
the
time.
So our city's been falling apart for a long time. It's just now we see it because we follow the account about the city falling apart.
Yeah, when I went on that ride-along with the police, you wouldn't believe all the things that happened in a single night in Edmonton. When I used to have the police scanner, I used to sit in the garage and just listen every night to the chopper fall. There's a lot of things.
Right.
That happened. You don't hear about half of them.
Well, following this Yagwave account, it's like, it reminds me that there is some good coming from having your head in the sand. There was a guy in Fort Saskatchewan chasing somebody with an axe on the weekend.
Yes.
See, had I not been following the account, Dylan, I didn't know that happened.
Right.
But now I know that that happened on the weekend.
Yeah, right. You should keep your wits about you.
Yeah, you should.
Chasing kids with an axe.
Right.
Just in the middle of the day on a Saturday.
Yeah, but good. Just because you don't know it does mean it's not happening.
Ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Well,
I can tell you what isn't happening. Their little April Fool's prank that I fell for every single one of them. Mm. I didn't fall for Disney to partner with West Edmonton Mall and build a $13.2 billion theme park.
But why not? Hasbro did.
Here's why I didn't fall for it. Because it says coming 2026. There's no way you build a $13 billion theme park in a year and a half. You know?
It seems right.
And demolishing the Calgary Tower and TikTok being banned. Sorry, Megan.
Well, some of those are legit. That's why they get
I don't believe that they're actually
going to ban
TikTok.
This one's just mean that U of C and U of A and other post-secondary in Alberta are lowering tuition and forgiving student loans. Wow. You can't put that on April Fool's.
Mm. You think that's for a second we believe that?
That is mean. You can't do that.
Oh, I want to cry.
Legal drinking age going to 21 in Alberta?
Oh, no.
That wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Let's see. Effective immediately, Justin Trudeau is stepping down. You can't do that either. Do you know what you're going to do? These are just mean April Fool's jokes.
It's because they're believable.
Yeah.
Some of them.
The one that got me is that Edmonton and Calgary public schools are switching to a four-day school week.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Oh,
for
try and tell the parents
that you have to
now take Fridays off or figure out Friday childcare.
I guess.
So they're all April. Well, what is the rule? Can you make 12 April Fool's jokes?
Sure, you can do whatever you want.
That's it. Hey,
you got until noon.
April Fool's. Yeah. Robbie has always said he's always wanted to do, and again, I don't know.
Don't ruin Robbie's plan.
I know, but you've always wanted to do an April Fool's that isn't an April Fool's, but it sounds like an April Fool's.
Yeah, we bring it up in meetings, and no bosses want to latch onto this.
It's so
but
good.
Just do something so unbelievable that everybody thinks it's fake.
Right.
But actually do it.
Turns out that it is real.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they would possibly do something like that.
So everyone's thinking, oh, those guys are joking. But right. at the end of the day, whatever it is, it's actually true.
Your example was throw rolls of toonies and loonies from a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
I just think there's safety concerns when it comes to that.
Maybe. I was at the hockey game on Saturday. They were dropping pizzas from the rafters.
Exactly.
What? Yeah.
With the little parachutes.
It's awesome.
I know.
Get ready for your pizza. And it just floats down out of the rafters.
It's what? So
and
cool.
And people are fighting for them. That's what I picture with the loonies. People jumping in the river trying to get them. You know, hopping over the hen. Just everywhere. Anywhere.
Both those sound pretty dangerous.
Right. That's how messy was everybody when pizzas were falling from the rafters?
They fall perfectly.
Little individual. And they float.
And they just open it up and eat it?
Why not? Yeah.
It's not a coupon for a pizza? It's
no.
a real pizza. I always thought it was a coupon for a pizza.
Oh, it's the best.
So why did everybody get a pizza at the Oilers game?
They do that from time to time.
Because like, they scored a certain amount of goals or
pizza
something like that?
No, it's just a Pizza 73 during the commercials.
Right.
it's Pizza 73 pizza time.
And slices of pizza just drop from the rafters?
Yeah, they'll be like, if you're in section 224, look up, and then you just see things floating down. Oh,
food just falling from the sky? Dylan, it's your dream come true.
It is awesome. It's never been in my section, though. Trust me, I've wanted it to be.
Well, how many slices land on the floor? Ew,
none.
What? Really?
It's in a box.
Okay. Well, how many boxes land on the floor?
No, people are getting them.
The boxes don't fall over. Yeah. Do some people push other people away to try and get two and three and four slices of pizza?
Yeah, I saw that. It's really, really big guy with a beard. He got one of the pizzas near me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wanted it.
Amen.
He wasn't letting anybody get that.
Well, fighting over pizza could happen, couldn't it? If they're dropping pizza from the rafters of Roger's place?
I know I would.
It was a good idea, I thought.
How many pieces?
Well, it's just like an individual from like a little pizza.
No, but how many in total are falling from the rafters at one time?
25.
Really?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I only saw it near me. There was maybe 5 or 10.
I could see absolute bedlam happening if that was.
No, every time people have been pretty.
They're not climbing over one another and pushing other people to try and catch it before they do.
No, not when I've seen it 2 times now.
And the box doesn't fly open as it's falling, and just the slices of pizza covered in sauce.
I think they have tape.
No, okay.
They've got tape over at Pizza 73.
Yeah, they figured it out.
I didn't know if you could do that.
So neat.
Okay.
I loved it, but that's what I picture.
Right.
That's something I would love to do.
Rolls of toonies with parachutes.
Yeah.
The parachutes or are something. Key in that situation.
Throwing something. Like, even if it was, like, rotisserie chickens. Like, throwing rotisserie chickens with little parachutes.
Be amazing, Robbie.
And we'd be like, yeah, we're in Terwilliger now, floating over Terwilliger.
Yeah.
If you're by the dog park, get ready. And then you'd see little chickens floating down with parachutes.
This text message is 100%.
I would love to.
Right. It says the worst part of Yeg Wave. Is it Yeg Wave, Y-E-G Wave, that Instagram account?
Yeah.
Whatever, however you pronounce it, is the comment section. Oh, you're 100% right.
Well, that's the worst part of anything.
It's awful. So I don't know if I ruined April Fool's Day for them there, but they've got a bunch of them that seem too good to be true. April Fool's Day, too good to be true. They are. Don't worry. Your student loans aren't being forgiven, Megan.
It's an unfortunate joke.
Are you going to give me the good news and the three things you need to know, or is it going to be outside of that, or what's happening?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Okay, a reminder, it is April Fool's Day.
So we're allowed to do that. We're allowed to give you a heads up.
I'm just saying it is April Fool's Day. Now, does that mean any of my stories are fools or are they all real?
Oh. Oof,
hard to know. It's a guessing game this morning, isn't it?
I just realized something.
What?
Well, go ahead.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Canadians will soon have access to free contraceptives and diabetes medication.
Oh, free diabetes medication?
Apparently.
Or is it an April Fool's?
I don't know. He says women should be free to choose contraceptives they need without the cost getting in the way.
Yep.
So we're making them free.
Okay.
I would hope that that's not a joke because that'd be a sick joke.
It would be a bad joke,
wouldn't
it?
It would be, yeah.
It was the day before April Fool's that he posted it.
Yeah, no,
right?
We can't do that.
Right? Our plan is to make common contraceptives free, like birth control pills, IUDs, and even emergency contraception. That will mean 9 million Canadian women, freedom of choice, will truly be free, and it means more Canadian women will have freedom of choice over their bodies and their lives.
Okay.
So, I mean, free being the, we're going to get taxed on it
the
somewhere.
The operative word, yeah. And, yeah. Well, like the diabetes medication, right? There's certain programs, you know, I'm learning a lot about with my daughter being type 1 diabetic, right? There are just certain programs that if it's not covered through insurance, et cetera, you can apply for these and that. And there's the juvenile diabetes program, et cetera. But, yeah, so that there'll just be more coverage offered by the government.
Yeah.
Going into it.
It's got to be real, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's boring if it isn't.
But that's what I thought.
Right.
And a bad joke.
You want to know what the worst April Fool's prank I ever heard was?
Hmm.
Thankfully, I never had anything to do with it. But I can't even remember where I heard it. I think a friend of mine did it to a friend. I can't remember. Maybe it was somebody messaged this show a long time ago, Dylan.
Okay.
But it's just the absolute most despicable thing you can do to a human being. It's the worst.
Pregnancies?
Pardon?
A pregnancy?
No. They put, I do remember though, when your ex-girlfriend's mom lied to you about that your girlfriend was pregnant. Wasn't that a thing? Yeah, tried to play a prank.
Yeah, that was bad. That's a bad look.
Yeah. No, somebody put, was it a can of sardines? It was, or was it fresh fish? I can't remember. They took the plates, the switch plate covers.
Yeah.
Off of light switches.
Yeah.
And put sardines in them and then put the covers back on.
That's funny.
And then just let them rot.
Ooh, that's bad.
So that their house would stink.
Yeah, that's funny.
And you couldn't find the stink.
The old fish in the walls. Yeah.
That's awful. Yeah. Wait, what do you mean the old fish in the walls? What does that mean?
People do it all the time. Yeah.
Is that a common thing?
Yeah, in vents,
drop
in walls.
Ceilings.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing to do.
It's not ideal for the person that has to live with the smell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It could drive you crazy.
It would.
It could force you to move out. Sell your house. And how do you sell it?
Mm-hmm.
There's no amount of Febreze that's going to cover that up.
No. No, it would be brutal.
So if you pull off the old, what Robbie likes to call, the old fish in the wall trick, and your friend says, I got to sell my house. It stinks. I got to move. I got to go to a completely different neighborhood. Our kids got to change schools. We've got to do all this. Then do you reveal what you did, or do you just keep it up because it's too late now?
Oh, you can't
pass the point of no return. The house is listed.
No, yeah. If they've listed the house, you just be quiet.
Just be quiet.
Yeah, I think so. There's no way you say a thing.
917-917. Is it the old fish in the wall trick to you?
I've never done it. I've done other things.
But you've heard about it a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What an awful thing to do.
Yeah.
See, and you wouldn't want to tell them later. They would be so mad. It's like the time that me and my friend tried to fake kidnap our other friend.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 days, his dad had ordered bars for all the windows on the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just went to his house and we started banging on his window at night because he was just our friend. So it was a little prank gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then later his dad went and bought bars. So
and you
like,
never
oh
admitted
my God,
that, right?
You can't tell him.
No, he invested all this money and time into security.
So mad.
Yes.
We didn't think ahead. We're just being silly.
Be careful with your silly today is the...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, April Fool's Day is mm-hmm. today.
Mm-hmm.
Got a surprise for you coming this week.
Well, now I'm starting to wonder.
That's story number two.
Okay.
I got a little intro for your surprise.
Okay.
Oh, here you go.
Just waking up with the Pepper and Dylan Show. It's the best goddamn thing on the radio. I made sure to feed the dog, went for a jog. The river valley was looking dope with all the fog. I gotta stop taking pops, scrolling TikTok. Poured myself a coffee and I drank every last drop. I'm running late, so I hit the door. Wonder what's in store for the next 24. But everything's alright. I got some pizza in my lunch left over from last night. It really feels like a day out of my dreams. A co-worker's birthday, so we're all getting ice cream. I checked my bank and I got paid. I DM'd a crush, been trying to smush since the 12th grade. Plus, I didn't get pulled over going 40 over on the hen day. I think it's gonna be a good day.
There's Robbie's intro for Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
The interview you've wanted since you were a young boy.
What?
The one and only interview you could never get.
No.
But I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I got the email.
No.
I got the email over the weekend.
Okay, but now I don't know how to feel about this.
Because it's April Fool's Day?
Yes. He called me yesterday and all he said, I was at football practice. So I said, can I call you back? He said, no, just a quick question. Are you free on Wednesday?
That's it.
That's all he said. And then he got off the phone. So, see, he didn't say anything yesterday. If he said more detail about it, then it wouldn't be a fair April Fool's Day thing, right?
Right.
But now, is he about to give me the info? Go ahead, Dylan.
All I'm saying is it has been confirmed you will interview Ice Cube.
What? Well, hold on now.
On Wednesday.
Hold on now. This is my dream come true.
Don't
you dare mess with me, Dylan. Don't you pull April Fool's on me.
I would never do that to you for something this big.
Yes, you would. Of course you would.
Okay,
you'd love every minute of it, and you'd remind me for the rest of our careers that what you did. What do you mean you wouldn't? You'd love this. Is it a coincidence that today is April Fool's Day, and he's telling me it right now?
No.
And he didn't tell me when he called me yesterday?
No.
I don't know.
Here's the thing, though. I don't have a time. So it could be at any time during the day you have to make yourself available.
See, this is what he's doing.
Is this
going to make me hang out all day. I'll be waiting in the recording studio all day, and it would never have happened because of April Fool's.
Oh, that'd be mean.
Oh.
That would be mean.
Wow.
It's got to be a joke.
Did you believe it?
There's no way Ice Cube has the time to interview with you.
I've been working on this for months, yeah.
I know you have.
He's a busy guy. He's got so many more important people to
he
talk
does.
To.
This is the beauty of you telling me today, though.
I know.
Because, of course, I'm going to believe it.
Ice Cube and Pepper in a one-on-one interview.
Alan has texted, this is a joke. It's an April Fool's joke.
It's got to be.
So I'm going to be hanging out here all day on Wednesday. Getting here at 5:30, 6 o'clock, doing the show, waiting around. Don't worry. He's going to call.
The one thing that I...
he's
that
running late.
...might happen,
yeah.
And I don't know what we're going to do. You might have to leave this room and go record with Ice Cube, and we'll have to do the show without you.
Oh, during show hours.
We don't know what time.
Okay.
It could be any time. It's on Ice Cube's schedule.
I don't know. This sounds shady.
Wow.
Look, I know that they do that. It's up to their schedule. I mean, it's Ice Cube versus me. It's really hard for me to go, no. It's only going to work at this particular time.
Right, right.
Because I've got groceries. Together. Like, I can't do that, right?
I'm excited for it.
I don't know.
The best, the best part would just be if Ice Cube actually just completely forgot and didn't show up or didn't call.
Well, it's all on you.
That would look bad.
So how do I ask you and know that you're telling the truth right now? I have to ask you after noon? Is that the rule?
I think so.
But listen, no, I wouldn't make this up. Well, I would, but I'm not making this up. I'm not. This is happening. Your dream. I've been working on this far too long.
I know
for
you
to
have,
make it
and I appreciate it. You have no idea how much I appreciate it, unless it's an April Fool's joke.
Here, the other thing about it,
and then I don't appreciate it at all.
Right,
Dylan.
Fair, yeah. I mean, you think I've been planning an April Fool's joke this long?
I can see it.
Here's the thing. The other thing is, I don't know how much time you have with Ice Cube.
Okay,
because he is a busy guy, and what I'm most worried about is that. Like, you only get, like, 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I mean, that's still better than nothing.
But that's
better
really good. Nothing. 5 or 10 minutes with Ice Cube?
I guess, right?
Since I was 13 years old, Dylan. 1988. The minute I heard Ice Cube say straight, I'm like, oh, this is my guy.
Yeah.
This is my guy, right? I pressed play on a cassette player and heard straight.
Right.
And I was like, this guy's awesome. And I've loved him ever since.
It would be mean of me to do this. And
so
therefore,
so many things to talk to him about.
There's a lot of mean things that I have under my sleeves.
Uh-huh.
One of them being the punishment for if you make the
no snow guarantee.
No snow.
Thinking about doing it.
I'll admit that one right now. That one is mean.
Okay.
This one is not mean. This is a
gift. You're
being
100% honest?
You guys went all the way to Chicago to get me a hot dog. This
How
was my way
yeah.
of paying you back.
Oh, that's nice.
And I didn't have to get on a plane.
Right.
So it's
Robbie
gonna
did, but I'm getting
like,
the interview.
Robbie's
that's a hell of a deal.
Thanks, Robbie.
Chopped liver.
Yeah,
Robbie's 40th is coming up. We're doing something special for
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
are?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're gonna
you don't have to. You got a huge plan.
So no, wait a second. So sometime Wednesday? This is happening?
That's all I know is sometime Wednesday.
Do you now, find here, out when, or do I just sit and look at the phone and wait for it to ring for 8 hours?
Well, here's the thing, because I was gone all weekend, Friday, I'm checking my work email on Friday.
Right.
We had Friday off.
Yeah.
They messaged on Friday.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dylan.
And I didn't get back to them till last night.
Oh, no. Oh, it might be too late.
Fingers crossed it's not.
Dylan!
I would be mad if it was. I know. I'm hoping everything's going to go fine. It would be very, very cool if it does.
Several people have said, ask to see the email as proof. Oh, you could doctor an email easily.
Easy.
If he's going to start this thing months ago.
Yeah. No, this is happening, and I'm very excited for you.
Oh, it would be.
Because you didn't get the email from Cube himself, right?
No, I don't have Cube's email.
No, it's just, okay.
It's like his person out of New York.
i.cube@icecube.com.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, it's happening. As far as I know.
You just don't know when.
It's out of my hands, okay. though. But, like, I've been told it's happening on Wednesday.
Okay.
So That's Wednesday, big. You will have your dream interview.
You know I'm calling you at 12:01 today to say, hey, is this Ice Cube interview actually happening?
Yes, you can.
Would it count as an April Fool's joke if he's saying it's happening on Wednesday? It couldn't, right? There's a deadline to April Fool's.
Scott, yeah, this has to be legit.
It's legit!
Of all the days? for it to be confirmed?
Yeah. Did I not call you yesterday?
You did, but you just said, are you available on Wednesday? And I had a feeling what it meant, but you were smart enough not to say anything until April Fool's Day.
That's
the genius that is the Dylan prank, you see.
It would be. Huh? Absolutely. But I'm hoping by end of day today I'll have a time.
Text message says Dylan should stay all day Wednesday as well. Oh, good luck.
Well, part of me is kind of curious, but I don't want to ruin your interview. Like, I would love to, I think, like, Ice Cube would be great to talk to.
Yeah.
But I would say things that would embarrass you.
No. You guys could come on in. It's just, this is something I've wanted since I'm, you know, 12, 13 years old.
Yeah. I want to give it all to you. Yeah.
Just stand like the Shining Twins behind him.
Yeah.
No.
See what happens.
Well, just let you, like, because if you got asked Garth Brooks and then you were in there asking dumb country questions,
yeah.
I'd hit you.
You would waste a lot of time with that.
How big your cowboy hat?
Yeah, like, okay. Stuff like that. It would make me so mad.
All right.
Okay, so
I'm excited.
Wednesday, it's happening. Let's end with Oilers.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
Edmonton Oilers had a great weekend, beating the Ducks 6-1 on Saturday.
Yeah, it was nice.
Thursday, they beat the Kings 4-1.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Oilers are back in action tonight, 7 o'clock, St. Louis to take on the Blues. 10 games remain, including tonight's game in the regular season.
Huh?
Yeah, it's coming down to it.
45-23-4 is where they sit. They are making the playoffs as of right now, no problem.
Yeah, something would have to go horribly wrong for them to
If the playoffs happened today, they would play Vegas, the team that knocked them out last year and won the Stanley Cup, right?
They're still really good.
Uh-oh.
Second in the Pacific Division. Robbie, your song update?
It's coming along.
You are making one?
I've been talking to Megan. We're thinking of doing a video for it.
The idea behind it will be to kick off the playoffs? Will it be ready?
Day of game one. Like, got to play it on game one day.
Oh, yeah. We have to play it before. Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, that was 9 yes, by the way.
Yeah. It's definitely going to play the day of.
Okay, just making sure.
Or maybe earlier.
Woo!
Let's see.
But you can't play it earlier.
We have to talk more about a possible video.
Would you like an update on the Robbie playoff stress wall?
Yes.
There is no update.
How come? You just didn't
it's
do
all
it?
Up here, Dylan.
Oh,
there's
boy.
Not, got it all figured out.
That makes me mad. I could really use a wall.
Not until playoffs, Robbie.
Okay.
10 right. games left. Okay.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. St. Louis. Those are the three things you need to know.
Are they? Are they, Dylan?
Mm-hmm.
Our audience, you've set a precedent for yourself. Not all of our audience right now that's listening this morning.
Yeah.
Not all believing that this thing's real.
Oh. Interesting.
You love a good prank too much.
Love pranking.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Who's this, Robbie?
This is Monar.
Hey, Monar.
Hey, how
Monar,
are you?
Monar doesn't for a second believe you, Dylan. She thinks it's
totally
an April Fool's joke.
What is that about?
Of all the days for Dylan
not
to
at all.
Come in here and confirm. Good news, Pepper. I've managed to book and secure an interview with your childhood favorite, your dream come true interview, your brass ring, your white whale interview. I've managed to book it.
Yeah.
On April Fool's Day,
yeah.
He confirms all of this. Okay, Monar, you don't believe it either, right? Like, it,
no.
Right. Okay, what's giving it away to you? Why don't you believe Dylan?
Yeah, come on.
Track record?
I don't know. It's just the way how he was saying it.
It seemed jokesterish.
No, but it's not.
Yes.
It's hard because my voice does this pitch thing.
Yeah.
That's not its own.
No.
Deviant tone.
No, it's not convincing at all.
I can see this hurting your feelings, Dylan. Because there's a lack of trust that the audience has with you and your and their relationship with you, that they can't trust that you're doing something genuine and sincere.
This is the hard
you
part.
You have done genuine and sincere things before in the
yes.
past.
And like this, I know how special this would be to you.
Oh my God.
And so I started this, like I could go back into my email chain months, like I think before Christmas, way before
the first
Christmas.
Show was announced, the first Sold Out show, because he's coming back a second time, right?
And I thought if we ever going to have a chance to get, and not even that this goes back like a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
because there was a show that got canceled during COVID.
Right.
And so I thought if there's ever a chance that we could talk to Ice Cube, it would be when he was coming through Edmonton.
Yeah.
And then he came through Edmonton, and he had no problem selling it out. I was like, all right, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
This will be tough. No one ever got back to me. And then I started getting serious tracking down his people.
Mm-hmm.
I've tracked down his people, and I have a conversation.
I believe that you've been in communication.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting that you haven't been able to have any confirmation until April Fool's Day at 7 a.m. That's the thing. You're right.
It's inconvenient timing.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And I'm also saying that I missed this opportunity by 3 days.
But that's the beauty of it.
Right.
Because they emailed you on Good Friday.
Right.
And you weren't here and you didn't get back to them until yesterday. That's the beauty of the lie, Dylan. The detail, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the fact, let's not forget, this is the thing that's making me kind of lean towards, oh, this is a prank and he's going to laugh all the way home. On Thursday, because he says, I don't know what time it's happening on Wednesday. You may have to hang out here all day. You hear what he's doing, right, Monar? Like, you hear exactly what he's doing. I'm going to be here. It's going to be dark out.
It could be 9 o'clock at night.
See you later, Pepper. Everybody will be gone for the day, and I'll just be sitting here waiting for my childhood idol to phone.
Listen, and I'm being honest in saying that could happen. You could be here at 8 o'clock at night.
Ah, see, he's setting it up.
Just waiting on a phone call. But it's Ice Cube on the other line.
Well, you'll get the last laugh, Dylan, if it happens.
Yes,
Monar. Can you share a copy of the email with Pepper?
I just heard back from them right now.
Get out of here.
I swear.
Get out of here.
7:45 a.m.
So convenient. Hey, we just happen to be talking about it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So my response to them was, because they said, are you guys free on the Wednesday? And I said, absolutely, we can make any time work that you need. Thank you so much.
I'll cancel everything.
And then they just wrote back, okay, thanks.
Ooh, we got an okay, thanks.
There you go. There you go. It's happening. I still don't have a time for you, though.
All right. Love you, Monar. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
See
bye.
You later. Okay. And you also said, and you're right, too, right? Do you really want to meet your childhood idol, your hero?
I am scared about that because, I mean, I have a couple people in my like, George Clooney in my head is the coolest, most fun, prankster-loving, just a good dude in my head.
Right.
If I was to meet him and
If
I was to meet him and he was like not interested to be around me and just like on his phone the whole time.
He big timed you, yeah.
I would be so crushed of that whole dream.
So you'd rather not meet
him. Yeah, to be honest, I'd rather not know what George Clooney's really like.
Well, so Gerald, you met The Undertaker when you were a kid?
Yes, when I was about 16, just outside of Sky Reach or whatever it was called at the time, at the liquor store.
Undertaker was just picking up a Mickey, was he, after a
probably
day in the ring?
Okay. I think it was more of a case of beer.
Okay, yeah.
I was going in for a bottle of vodka.
That's where we meet all our wrestlers, Dylan. Okay.
And I do believe Dylan.
Thank you.
I think it'll be a good interview for you there, Pepper.
All right. Do you agree with Dylan that sometimes you don't want to meet your heroes, or was it a good interaction with The Undertaker?
It was a good interaction.
He was kind to you? Good, he was friendly to you?
Yes, he was very friendly.
Okay. How much time did he give you?
About 15 minutes.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I hope you're not expecting 15 minutes, Pepper.
I'll take whatever I can get. Really? You just hung out in the liquor store and chatted for 15 minutes?
Well, we talked outside.
Okay.
But yeah, no, he was a very genuine, down-to-earth guy.
That's cool.
Was he there for any sort of... like publicity or promoing something
at the liquor store?
It was raw that night.
So they were promoting a booze at the liquor store?
No.
He was just grabbing a case.
Oh. Yeah. That makes it pretty cool.
That does, yeah.
So you walked up to him and said, hey, are you The Undertaker?
I looked at him with a couple of friends and we go, yeah, that's The Undertaker.
Uh-huh.
I went up and talked to him.
Huh. And he was kind to you.
That's neat.
Yes.
Because Bret Hart wanted nothing to do with you, Dylan.
Yeah, no. And he came in here to promote. he was here to tell us about him playing Aladdin.
Exactly.
He wanted nothing to be here.
Playing Aladdin.
Yeah, he was playing Aladdin at the Citadel Theater. It's a long story. It's a weird story. It's strange.
He wanted nothing to do with it.
He did not want to be here at all. All right. But The Undertaker gave you 15 minutes of his beer drinking time at the liquor store parking lot. That's nice.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Gerald.
Have a good day, boys.
Okay. See you later.
See you, buddy.
Bye. And Dylan.
Yeah.
Now you do have me worried.
Okay.
Like, if he doesn't have time, he's checking his watch, he's like, oh, there's more pressure on me.
Well, and I will say, in the one bad thing kind of in this would be that the email said originally, looking at Wednesday, working on times, is that day free for you? So working on times makes me think, like, he's got a lot to do that day.
Right.
Maybe. And working on times... not working on a time.
Yeah, he probably is calling a bunch of different places, right?
Which I don't know where we're in the mix.
Well, he's in the news right now with his basketball league
right.
and trying to sign
a female basketball player to a
could
to
he
a
be
big
bored
contract,
by the so. Time he gets to you?
Yeah, do I want him last or do I want him first?
I don't
want
know.
Him first, he'll have somewhere else to be. If I get him last, he'll be tired from a whole day of talking.
Yeah.
You've got to be good. Yeah. You've got to be good, man.
Pressure's on.
You got to focus.
Now, you know I'm just going to be like all starstruck.
I know.
Hey, you're cool.
Yeah, don't.
Do you remember that song you made? Cool. Right.
See, but and then be. Another thing for you is yeah. is because like when we interview people, you're good at it. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But what happens is like you get almost too interviewee,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want you to turn too interviewee on Ice Cube and ruin the kind of opportunity to be yourself when you were young.
Now I'm too nervous. Now
because you get too interviewee and then he has no memory of you. You're just a guy asking him questions.
Right.
Whereas you want to kind of be, it's
you want to make an impression. Yeah, like, you know who Nardwar is?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And he's memorable because he puts in the work.
Right.
And he asks things that no one usually does.
Yeah, are you putting in work or are you just showing up and being starstruck?
Well, I'm going to put in work once I know it's not an April Fool's joke.
Okay.
See, that's part of the joke. He's going to make me do all this work and it's not even going to be real. I'm on to you, Dylan.
I would put in a lot of work if I were you.
It's not happening.
I really would, because this is your dream come true.
So we've got a studio full of ginger ale. Dylan doesn't think it's enough ginger ale for a woman that's going to turn 90. That's a long story we'll get you caught up with. We've got the $20,000 sound that's worth $12,700. We'll give you the code word for that coming up in 10 minutes. Our Bachelor Cam, looks like the four finalists will be drawing their dates in the next day or two.
Yes.
For the final round of that, but nothing today. Today's a day off from Bachelor Camp.
I'm just working on schedules.
Okay, putting that together.
Sorry.
Plus, all of you that have ever eaten a banana are absolute terrible people.
No.
Not all of you. Most of you, including your girlfriend, Dylan.
Don't
she's
talk
part
bad about
of the
her.
Club.
I'll punch you in the throat.
She's got no excuse now.
No way.
So we've got to get to that. It's been 3 days we've been trying to get to that, right?
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
This is Christy on the phone. Christy enjoying a four-day weekend. She's got the day off today. That's nice, isn't it, Christy?
It is. Well, I mean, we're open, but I got lots of vacation time.
What do you mean we're open? What's open? What's happening?
Like our company is open. Like, there's people at work right now.
Just not you.
Just not me. Yeah.
That's nice.
Right on.
All right. You've turned it into another day off. She, Dylan,
exactly.
You're going to love Christy. She's supporting you here. Go ahead. Tell Dylan, Christy.
Yeah. So, I think that you're telling the truth just because, like, you've been talking about it for a while. And, like, I think also, too, like, April Fool's Day joke, I think it actually has to be done before noon.
It has to.
Right.
But does it have to start and end on
yes,
the day?
The actual thing has to be completed before noon.
So this alleged, I've been working for a year. I finally got confirmation today that, Pepper, you're going to be able to interview your hero, Ice Cube, from NWA, the old days of NWA. You're finally going to get to interview him. It's
mm-hmm.
confirmed. Him telling me that this morning is not an April Fool's prank because he's been working on it and because the interview is happening on Wednesday.
Correct. Yeah. And I also think, too, like, I mean, I would assume that you guys have a pretty good friendship. And I think that deep down, if this actually was a prank, like, that would just be crossing the line. April Fool's Day is great, but sometimes just there's that line you just don't cross.
Yes, I've crossed it before when I bought you a cat.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
I would.
And we love the cat, so that worked out,
right? See, no, honestly, this I know how important this one is to you. This would be the same as if, because I just put myself in Robbie and I in the position. If you said we're going to interview Garth Brooks,
yep.
And then that was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
We'd kill you.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You would be in a ditch somewhere.
Okay,
and we would be arrested because we know
that's not funny.
No, that's not amusing in any way. And I know this wouldn't be amusing for you. Now, I'm not saying that something might go wrong and it might not happen,
mm-hmm.
but it won't be because of me.
See, knowing the length, Christy, though, that Dylan has gone to in the past, just to give himself a laugh. just to amuse himself, the lengths he will go to. Perhaps you're right. This isn't an April Fool's Day prank. Perhaps it's just a prank.
Right.
And it just happens to be April Fool's Day.
Listen, I love a good joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being the one that plays them.
Mm-hmm.
And but this isn't a joke, and I don't know how to say it without my voice sounding like it's a
problem.
I don't know what, but it's not. It's a real thing. I've been working on really hard.
There's his voice. Here's his voice.
Hi again.
No, you know what? No, that voice to me, that voice is like please believe me. Like I'm honestly being sincere right now.
All right.
Like I have an email that says that it's going to happen on Wednesday.
It's so vague, though.
I know, but listen.
No, because that's the life of a celebrity.
Right. We're not dealing with like somebody down at Global News. Like we're getting somebody that has made movies and a career. Like he doesn't need us.
Right.
He doesn't need to promote anything. So we're dealing on his schedule. And I imagine Ice Cube's schedule, he's going to wake up and go like, what the hell is this guy out of Edmonton need to talk to me for?
Right.
And is someone saying, well, no, they've been really, really working hard. They've been nice. Their producer made this intro for it.
That's
like
a good intro, Robbie.
Right. Well, and he'll be like, all right, well, I'll give him a little bit of my time. That's probably what's happening.
I think you are going to be pleasantly surprised, and I think that you're getting this interview.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. The one thing that I'm not trusting, though, is that he says with a grin on his face, it's going to happen on Wednesday. I just don't know when. You may have to be there all day.
I said, because I told them.
Because see, when he interrupts himself with his laugh, we know he's up to something.
It's because I said, they said, are you available Wednesday? I said, yes, absolutely any time. Meaning that, like, I laugh because, I mean, it could be any time. Like, I don't know, maybe he likes to sleep in. And
that's a sleeping bag. You're good.
Right? Like, that. You might be here at 7. I'm not saying that facetiously. Like, right. You might be.
I know.
I don't know.
And I'm willing to do it.
Right.
Unless nothing happens.
And I hope it will.
Now watch him forget, and I blame Dylan. And
oh, that would ruin everything.
No, if he forgets, then that's on his people.
Yes, right. Please. Thank you.
So you fully believe Dylan. Thank you, Christy. Have a great morning.
Hopefully I talk to you at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, we'll have a new code word coming up in 20 minutes for the $20,000 sound, which is now $12,800. Okay, so we will see, as you continue to check your inbox, the last email he claims to have gotten was, okay, good.
It said, okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. So, no real detail there.
See, but I do my signature move. It's one of those signature moves that when you're emailing somebody, you make it feel like it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they feel like it's already taken place.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing I said is, absolutely, we can make any time work that you need. Thank you so much for making this happen.
Ah, smart.
Right? So she's already like, oh, well, this is already happening in their world. I can't say no.
Well, I'll hold off on thanking you for making it happen until I know that it happens for
Thursday
sure.
Thursday morning, you're going to be thanking me.
Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Oh, because it will have been done?
Yeah, you'll have completed it. It could be at 9 o'clock. I don't know. But Thursday morning, you'll be thanking me.
So what's happening with all of this ginger ale? If you missed Friday Thursday's show, right? There we had the long weekend. But on Thursday's show, Robbie braved the elements that we weren't planning for.
Yeah,
it was
a
miserable, cold, gross day.
Yeah, it was.
And many people came to give cases of ginger ale to Robbie for our ginger ale drive, all for Grandma Rosie.
Yeah.
This is Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother, who turns 90 in a couple of weeks, her 90th birthday party. Dylan wants to give her a lifetime supply of ginger ale. Looks like we might have it. I don't know. You say no?
No.
This is because her husband won a contest 60 years ago, and part of one of the prizes was a year's supply of ginger ale, and that never arrived.
And that's all the kids wanted.
They got the free car, they got the trip to the Grey Cup, but they never got the ginger ale.
Exactly.
So Dylan is righting a decades-old wrong.
Yeah.
By giving her ginger ale on her 90th birthday.
And it's all coming together. Thank you, Robbie, and thank you to everybody who brought ginger ale.
You're not happy with this amount of ginger ale?
No, honestly, I'm not.
We've got 6 of those, like, big totes.
I know.
Full of ginger ale.
Yeah, and that came from our good friends who dropped, like, they came in a snowstorm, which was crazy.
Yeah.
But thank God they did.
And then we've got about another extra 30-plus cases of ginger ale on top of the 6 giant totes. It was like big totes in your garage to put stuff full of cans of ginger ale.
Yeah.
And 30 cases. That's not enough for 90-year-old Grandma Rosie?
No, and I'll tell you why.
How much ginger ale does this woman drink?
It's less about that than it is about the idea that
okay.
I have.
Okay.
And so we've worked
the
it
vision,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So at the party.
What?
I just heard from Ice Cube's people.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hang on. We interrupt everything. Hang on one second. Yeah. Here we go.
But news. Dip-a-dip-a-doop-a-dop-a-dip-a-dip-boo. Skibbity bop bam bom diggity news. A beep bop bada beep bop bada da news.
Okay, breaking news. Back to the ginger ale, if you want it, in a second.
She comes with, will 10 minutes suffice?
I mean,
yes.
Take what I can get.
Yes.
I'd like longer.
Should I go back with, why don't you just make it longer?
Just say, we can make anything work. As long as he's willing to give. He's very excited.
Okay.
I'm not telling you what to say.
I'll email back.
You're the man.
But 10 minutes is better than no minutes with your hero.
10 minutes with Ice Cube with my hero, absolutely.
Okay. 10 minutes.
But you don't have a time yet?
No, because she wants to know if 10 minutes is enough because she's trying to schedule. I'm going to come back and I'll say
2 hours.
20 minutes would be ideal.
Yeah, but 10 minutes is fine.
But 10 minutes
you do whatever
would absolutely
you do,
be fine.
Just let me know when it's happening.
Okay.
Try and get push it close to like
yeah,
don't
we shouldn't
push it.
It too hard, though. That's right. We shouldn't push it too hard. I think it's
better.
What about
something like 10, 20, 30, whatever? Sleepover?
Never not
anything like that?
Listen, I'm going to get back to her in a second.
Okay. All right. Ginger ale.
Back to Grandma Rosie. Sorry for interrupting myself.
That's okay.
I'm thankful to everyone that. And Robbie, who brought the totes?
That was YEG Exotic.
Yeah. YEG Exotic. I mean, thank you. They braved the storm. Thank you to everybody that came out to just bring ginger ale. Here's the thing, though. We decided what's going to happen because all four kids are the ones that wanted it growing up.
Okay.
They were the ones that were super disappointed because back then, they didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
Back then, they didn't have a lot of pop.
Mm-hmm.
It was a treat to get a pop. I know nowadays, a kid has a pop every 6 seconds.
Oh, yeah. So easy.
But no, back then, you didn't get a lot of pop. So they were so pumped. They told all their friends. And they were going to be the family that had a year's supply of pop.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
They never got it. So they're all going to be at this party because it's Grandma's 40th
mm-hmm.
or 90th.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's going to be there. The plan is that we're going to play a little of the audio that has been going on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get like a clips of the people who have called in and said like, I want to help out. And
why
I want to help
out. Why are you
working
so hard on everything lately? What's going on with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is not like you, but okay.
We're going to have all these clips and we're going to play it in like the hall where she's having the birthday.
Okay.
And so my girlfriend's going to play it while I'm outside with, I don't know, hopefully you guys, somebody.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm going to need somebody to help, but we're going to like in the park, we're going to get a parking stall right outside.
Okay.
It will be the parking stall closest to the door, and yeah. I want to stack it so that it's a giant wall of ginger ale that when she comes out, we all get to see her reaction, and we'll record it. But not only her reaction, the kid's reaction, as everyone gets to
see. So nobody knows
see.
About this ginger ale delivery?
No. No, this is the beauty of it.
All right, so if you know Dylan's girlfriend's aunts and uncles, don't tell them anything.
No. And then so they'll come out and everyone will see it, ginger ale. And then everyone gets to, at the party, take home, like for any of the kids, they'll take home some of the ginger ale.
As much as they want.
Yeah, basically. Really? Yeah. And then they for their family. And it will basically, Grandma Rosie will have the rest.
Okay.
And we're going to have that fridge sitting there that's being built.
Oh, and she lives in a assisted living facility?
I don't know what to call it, but yeah, she lives in
she's going
to
share with them.
Oh, of course. She lives in the building, like next door. She's got her friend that plays crib every night.
There you
and
go.
Like, yeah. People throughout the building will have ginger ale, and they're all because of Grandma Rosie, which is going to give her clout within
so
the
much
home.
Clout.
You need clout, yeah.
They'll be like, oh, my, there's
it's
Rosie.
It's like contraband in the old folks' home. She needs it, right?
So pumped to make this happen.
She'll be ginger ale for cigarettes before you know it.
I just think we should give a sunny day a chance.
Okay.
Because we did a...
Without a doubt.
We did a crappy day.
Well, but your vision is not going to be met with the current supply of ginger ale that we have.
And that's my fear.
It'll look too sad. You need something to really make a statement when she sees it. You need twice, well, three times, four times
right.
as much
and
ginger ale.
And I sent you a picture of the kids and like...
Yeah, I saw some old black and white photos of what they were like when you sent me the picture of the car that she won.
The Impala, yeah.
Yeah.
But there they were, right? And I just want to make her dream come true. I just think it would be so neat.
It's very sweet of you.
Like, just a neat experience. And she's 90.
Although there are some Canada Dry Zeros.
Just one case.
Oh.
Good to have variety.
Okay, well, whatever.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
I get it. Also, it's not sweet.
Shoot. Okay.
You tried.
All right, so that's happening. You've got your eye on your inbox.
Yeah, I got to get back to Ice Cube.
So there's
going to
be
right
another
now.
Ginger ale day. It was the long way of saying there will be another ginger ale day just to make this thing work
if
out.
If we have another, like, right. 20-degree day.
All right, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow would be perfect. I mean, I can't imagine waking up and not wanting to give ginger ale at 20 degrees.
I don't think tomorrow isn't going to work.
Okay, no problem.
Tomorrow, today's too much of a half day to prepare. We need more days of countdown.
Well, we're going to have another, like, good day
We will have another good day.
Birthday's is in the 27th. So.
Okay, so we've got some time.
And you can bring it down right now. Like, we're here all morning. Thank you, everybody.
Please go out of your way and bring us ginger ale for Grandma Rosie's 90th so that Dylan's vision can be realized.
No, all of our vision. You wouldn't believe how happy she'll be.
I'm excited for it, too.
Like, she'll be so thrilled.
I just didn't know you needed us on the day as well. Boy, you need us a lot, don't you?
Yeah, maybe.
That's why you're doing so many nice things with this.
Trying my best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Well, now it's for sure, right? Because we've played ice cream. You can't go back on it now. What are you eating now?
This is my vegetable bag.
It's your vegetable day?
Bag.
Oh, bag. Okay. Look at the size of that thing. It's like a Glad bag.
I know. I have to get my vegetables in.
To get all vegetables in? What, at once?
I'm trying.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, so now that Ice Cube is played, it's official. You can't go and say, oh, I was just fooling. It's an April Fool's Day prank. The interview is going to happen on Wednesday.
I have confirmed it. It is good to go. We just have to figure out the technology side of it.
Okay.
Which is going to be the hardest part because you're on the other end of the technology.
Yes.
I can't imagine Ice Cube and you are going to be able to do this. The two of you work in technology together.
Kublai has a message. Could you imagine if this wasn't a Dylan doing an April Fool's Day prank on Pepper, but it was Ice Cube doing an April Fool's Day joke on Dylan?
Ooh. I'm not responsible for that.
Imagine if that were happening. So Wednesday at 8:30 roughly, Mountain Time, we won't be doing it live on the air simply because so many different, like, apparently they're in Europe. Is that right? They're overseas or something like that right
apparently.
Now? And, you know, there could be some technical issues. It's happening over Zoom. I think that we're equipped to do that in a different studio. Plus, 10 minutes of me blubbering over Ice Cube might not be that interesting.
Yeah, and I don't want to get in the way of it. I don't want to ask questions like, what does NWA mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to ask things that will embarrass you.
Right. So we'll go ahead and do that in a podcast style. Post it where our podcasts, where they usually appear. And where
but
we
what
get
the cool part is,
podcasts.
Honestly, is we get, and I think this worked out perfectly, to be honest, because the cool part is we get leading up to the interview.
Yeah.
You on the air.
My nerves.
So we get to hear your nerves.
I am nervous. I am nervous.
We get to hear everything up until the moment you leave to the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back, we get to either hear the excitement, the elation, or the disappointment.
See, I don't know what I'm feeling right now, right? And it's just because, like...
Gratitude is my guess.
Well, I'm grateful. Yes. Thank you, Dylan. I am grateful that you have been able to arrange an interview that I've always wanted to do.
Right.
And I've had a great deal of admiration and just curiosity and interest in Ice Cube and his career because I find it fascinating. And I find the person that Ice Cube is fascinating. I also find that I find it odd that Ice Cube is the person that Ice Cube is, like as large a celebrity as he has grown to be, given, you know, how he started and Dr. Dre as well. But I am not sure, like, am I worried because I'm worried that, like you said, be careful talking to your heroes.
Right.
Because they may let you down. Or am I worried that I'm not going to do a good job and he's going to think I'm a dork?
Here's the thing, and I mean this in the nicest way, but most heroes will let you down.
Right.
Because, I mean, you grew up since 13, you said?
Yeah. Well, Straight Outta Compton came out in 88. And yeah.
Idolizing somebody.
Yeah.
It would almost be an impossible task for Ice Cube to live up to what
to
you
my
want
expectation,
him to
yeah.
So in a way, he'll be a letdown kind of no matter what.
Right.
Because, like, you've built him up forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you've built him up forever, I mean, nobody can ever be that good. So I think if you just go in with a better attitude, and the attitude being is, cool, I get to talk to somebody I've always admired and get to have a conversation and not think of the good or the bad that's going to come out of it, just that you get to talk to Ice Cube.
I'm drawing a blank already. Oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank, Dylan.
Write something down.
I can't even remember what I did. Who is Ice Cube? What am I doing? What has he done? Yes. How do I know this guy?
Yeah, you know him because he's been in a lot of good movies.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's happening.
Wednesday morning.
You got it.
We're figuring out all the technical stuff right now and how to make this work.
Yeah, we need to.
That's not because it's challenging because we're a radio station. It's because it's challenging because I don't understand technology.
This is going to be the problem.
It's really
so on Wednesday, Pepper won't be here at 8:30. You might not have Robbie or Megan here at 8:30 because everyone's going to be huddled to help you.
Don't stress me out and freak me out about this.
Well, don't screw it up. Take it serious.
Have I ever told you the Bryan Adams story?
No. I've told you the Bryan Adams story, haven't I?
I don't know if you have.
So no. Interviews used to really, really scare me when I first started out. And this was back when interviews were more commonplace, right? And I remember I was, because somebody was sick or something like that, and Bryan Adams was coming into the radio station, like the Bryan Adams. And this is kind of at, like the I get it, it's Bryan Adams now, but this is Bryan Adams then, right? Like, yeah. This isn't Summer of 69 Bryan Adams, but this is the guy that did Summer of 69 Bryan Adams.
Can we just play the Summer of 69 instrumental while you tell this story?
Yeah, sure,
because
yeah,
it's very important to me.
Right? Okay.
Because that, I mean, if I'm going to listen to something about Bryan Adams, I need to listen to it. Okay, go on.
So he came into the studio, and I didn't know this. I was doing some other things, and the guy that was supposed to interview him and prepare for this, and it was a big to-do, he was sick that day. So they're like, hey, can you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Completely unprepared. And like, it was like our main interview guy. Radio stations used to have like the main interview guy.
Sure.
That was who was sick.
The guy who did the prep.
So I had to fill in for main interview guy. The guy that like had talked to so many people that he's comfortable, he's not nervous.
Right.
And here I am, I'm like 21 years old, and I've got to interview Bryan Adams.
Did you know much about Bryan at the time or not?
Well,
really?
I knew what everybody knew about Bryan Adams.
Sure.
You know?
He was on the radio.
All for One, Cuts Like a Knife.
Okay.
Yeah. Leather jacket.
Oh, he's good.
Face. You know, I knew all the stuff.
Okay.
So I sat down with him, and I was visibly shaking and sweating.
Yeah.
Like, visibly. I scribbled down all these notes, and my paper was rustling. I was shaking so much because I was in the company of, like, say what you want about Bryan Adams, but a legend.
Oh,
a Canadian
for sure.
Legend, an international legend.
Oh, yeah. He's big.
Massive celebrity, right? And I'm shaking, and I'm shaking. And there's all these other producers in different studios recording it in this soundproof room, right? We're sitting across from each other, and I'm just shaking, and my mouth is dry. And you can hear my dry mouth on the microphone going, you know, like I was terrified to the point where I was like, I was starting to tear up and be like, I got to get out of here. I couldn't even get a word out. I was so nervous.
What's Brian's people saying at this time?
Well, it's just he and I in the room.
Oh,
and
no.
All those people are looking through the window. The producers are looking through the window. The record company and executives are looking through the window. It's a big deal.
You're supposed to be making a legendary interview.
And I'm terrified. And I'm thinking he's spoken with so many great people and famous people. And now here's this idiot, you know, pissing down his leg, for lack of better terms.
Yeah.
And he looks me in the eye. He puts his hand on top of my hand.
Yeah.
Resting on my knee. And he looks me in the eye and goes, just relax, man. It's just me, some guy named Bryan.
Ah! How cool is
and
that?
I immediately calmed down, and we had a great talk.
That's cool.
What a good guy.
Ice Cube's not going to be able to touch you,
Ice Cube's not going to do that. Well, isn't that great?
That's great.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You got better at interviews, right? Please tell me.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Oh, no.
We don't do a lot of them, Dylan.
Oh,
for good
no.
reason.
Goodness gracious.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Dylan. I'm really, really looking forward to this, to the point where I'm going to psych myself out. But this is one I've looked forward to forever.
Don't psych yourself out. You'll do great. Just make sure you have backup notes just in case, and make sure you know how to work the technology.
Maybe I'll tell Ice Cube, hey, if you want this to be a good interview, put your hand on my knee.
No.
Everything will go better.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
All right.
It's so, happening on Wednesday at 8:30.
Okay.
Ice Cube, Pepper, the interview you've waited your entire life for.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Things slowly return to normal. Spring break over tomorrow? Is it back to school for everybody?
You're the one with kids.
Over. Yeah, well, one of them doesn't go to school. But he does go to that outreach where he's taking gym by correspondence.
Your son's taking gym?
Gym, yeah. Online gym to get the credits needed to get into Grant McEwen.
I have never in my life heard of one individual taking gym.
He's taking online gym.
Through correspondence.
Get the credit. And I think there's a math class, too. But, yeah, he's taking gym to get the credits necessary for him to get into Grant
McEwen. Did he just drop out in high school?
No, he just, I don't know.
What kind of, I'm not going to.
Who doesn't pass gym?
Yeah, who
doesn't? No, he did pass gym. I think he didn't take the third. I don't know.
How do you not take gym? That's the best one.
He needed two classes.
He just needed credits.
He needed math. He needed to get a better mark in math, and so he's upgrading his math, and then he also took gym for whatever reason.
Hmm.
All he has to do is screenshot his phone, the steps on his phone, and
what?
Submit them.
That's gym?
That's gym. That's what? Online outreach gym for my son.
Easy.
Yeah.
What a letdown.
But a letdown until he gets into Grant Mac in the fall.
Yeah,
hey,
true.
Hey, has that deadline passed yet?
It's coming down to it.
Keep reminding him that the deadline's got
to
be coming soon, right? Because exam week starts in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you
mean for fall? Yeah.
For fall? Is it?
I'm pretty sure that, like, the deadline
It may be this month or next.
Get him on.
Okay.
Get him stepping.
He's got to pass gym first, you guys.
Okay.
He can't go and apply with better grades in gym.
That's weird. I did not know that.
Somebody says, was it Stephanie that says, Dylan, you're being mean?
Amanda.
Oh, sorry, it's Amanda. Dylan, this is mean, this prank that you're playing on the Ice Cube interview on me with the April Fool's Day prank. You're saying it's not an April Fool's prank.
It would be mean.
There's a bunch of old me over here trying to figure out how to work Zoom and send a meeting request link. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm terrified that it's over Zoom and 20 minutes, or it's a 10-minute interview. The first 8 minutes will be, well, can you hear me now? What about now? What do I have wrong here? Can you can't, is it on your end? I don't know.
Don't ruin your
microphone is off. It's going to be that.
It could be.
That's going to be 8 minutes of the 10 minutes. An interview with Ice Cube.
No,
trying
don't.
To figure out how to do this.
You have all day to prepare.
Yes, we are going to test it after
okay.
this.
We're okay. all here I for you, buddy. Here. We're okay. all here for you.
Speaking of things, Dylan, tomorrow are we going to start to find out and learn about these final dates with Bachelor Cam?
Yeah, that's the hope is that and it's all working out behind the scenes. It's just not that interesting right now. That's okay. why I'm just holding off. But yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday look like the dates.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That are going to happen. The Final Four, we have a bunch of companies getting involved,
mm-hmm.
and they're just like some fun, quirky, little bit different dates, some
but
of them.
Nobody knows the dates that they're going on yet.
No, not yet. So they're going to draw them out of a hat, I believe, starting tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll talk to a girl, and we'll draw the date out of the hat. They'll find out what it is. Cam doesn't know what the dates are. Girls don't know what the dates are.
Only you know what the dates are.
Currently.
Okay.
And so we'll do that hopefully starting tomorrow. By the way, mm-hmm. can you ask when you talk? No, you probably don't want to ask anything to Ice Cube while you only have 10 minutes, hey?
What do you want me to ask?
The movie Three Kings.
Yeah, great movie.
Mark Wahlberg,
yep.
George Clooney.
Yep.
Ice Cube.
Yep.
I mean, you got to ask about that.
Okay.
Like what?
I don't know. Those are the greatest. So like, how did he become part of the greatest movie ever?
Maybe say to Ice Cube, hey, Three Kings, huh?
Yeah, if you can
and
do that.
And then see what he says to that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that favor for you.
Thanks.
That seems like a good use of 10 minutes. Three Kings, huh?
Oh, okay. Or Ride Along. What do you want to talk to him about?
I mean, not really. He's got some good movies, Dylan.
He does, honestly.
I am so nervous now. Why did you do this?
Why
are you so sweet and thoughtful?
You wanted this.
Okay, so we'll find out what some of those dates are for the final round of the dates with date number two for Paige and Jessica and Ashley and Catherine.
Yeah,
right?
we're gonna get to the bottom camp. Of it. We're going to find him love within the next week.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.